Wednesday morning with the Musers, time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care. Welcome back.
Thank you, Miller Man. I feel much better. I got really run down and sick, but it's one of my 24-hour sicknesses. George diagnosed me with something very offensive. I won't even get into what that was.
He diagnosed himself as that, not me.
What was that?
It was half-blown something instead of full-blown.
He said AIDS.
Mm. Whoa.
That's what he...
What?
I can show you the text. As I checked on him out of concern, hey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm pretty good. Had a half-blown AIDS.
How did you get all that tone out of just reading a text?
Pretty good.
Half-blown AIDS.
But thank you.
I got that voice.
Thank you. And I got a package here from a P1 upon my return.
She got the whole package.
I got the whole package from P1. This is P1 Scott in Southlake, who I think I'm going to take a driving course with him. I think he's involved in a driving course. You ever wanted to do that? Learn how to drive a, you know, more aggressively on a track? You know, this is when you're...
You don't need to take
I'm going to.
Show you how to drive aggressively.
But... Scott sent me, look at this gift. Isn't this nice?
Oh, driving gloves?
No. Two left gloves to go with the two right-handed gloves
that I had
to use to get the raccoon out of the front of my car. The update on the raccoon, I had several people that emailed me that missed the update when we gave it the next day. For those who didn't hear the original story, I was driving to work last week. And two raccoons ran out in front of my car, and I hit the second one. He couldn't quite get out of the way quick enough, and I couldn't brake quick enough. And then as I'm driving, I'm only, you know, a minute from the station or so, and I hear something squealing in the front grill. Turns out it was an adolescent raccoon. Great band name. Free. You can use it. And stuck in the grill, and we waited to see if the thing could get out of there. Because it climbed farther in there, and wouldn't get out. And it looked fine. No blood, nothing. It did not cut this thing one single bit being hit at 60 miles an hour. You tell me how that's possible.
Crazy.
So after the morning show, we all go down there and we try to lure the thing out. We try to, you know, nudge it with a hockey stick to go towards the opening that we had made in the front of my grill, and finally I put on my two right-handed gloves. Looked all awkward.
You put one upside down, and that how you do it?
No. I just put it on, just had an extra finger. Looked like the six-fingered man. And I was able to grab the raccoon by the tail and the back half and then pull the thing out, and then we're like, oh, he's finally free. And he just laid there
with a broken pelvis.
And then he started kind of crawling, belly crawling, Vietnam style, over to this tree area that had a little hole in the grate surrounding the tree, where he could get down in there and hide. Mm. He did not look good. So, called animal control. They came out and took him. And I thought for sure, well, they're going to drive right around the corner and put a 22 bullet right behind the ear on him. But according to Ty, our good close personal coworker Ty, he says that Dallas Animal Control told him that they will rehabilitate the animal and release it.
Really?
That's what he said they told him.
I've heard that too with wild animals. They will try to get them back on their paws. And then get him back out of the way.
I think there's no way. This sounded like
they tell the public to make us all feel better.
Like a bunch of malarkey. I should have asked Ty, hey, did they give you a sucker and a little sticker that said that you're Dallas Animal Patrol too, you know? Give the whole kid experience.
Yeah, I find that hard to
believe.
Come on. George, you mean to tell me that they are going to spend $20,000 to rebuild this raccoon?
No.
To stitch together and give him the titanium hip and everything that he needs to survive.
Maybe they just set his leg and then maybe next week he'll go through some rehab, and then he'll be
in PT, and
and then they'll
he'll be complaining about it. Yeah. Oh, just that's enough for today. That's enough for today. I can't.
Maybe they'll put him down by the Trinity by next month.
There is no
6 weeks. He's out 6 weeks.
They are doing that.
It seems like a waste of public money, doesn't it?
Yes. I mean, as much as that little thing was so cute, I wanted it to live, I wanted things to work out, but I can't believe that story. I have every reason to want to believe that story. I'm incentivized to believe it, and I can't
swallow. Well, why don't you go down there and say, hey, I'm the one who hit the raccoon.
Yeah, can I see him, please?
Yeah. I developed a bond with him.
Yeah, you just watch them lose the paperwork as to which facility they transferred him to.
He checked the box that said he's not taking visitors.
But he's right back there. He's back there right now. He's watching TV. He's having a good time. He just can't take visitors.
And here for you is a lollipop and a sticker.
Yeah, there's a little sticker that says Dallas Animal Patrol.
Some employee gets a little raccoon paw to wave over the window. He's waving at you
right now.
Little
hand puppet waving from behind the desk. So that's the update.
Okay.
Is that they claim
that makes me feel better.
That they are rehabilitating the animal and releasing it back into the wild.
Yeah.
Where it will be hit within the first hour by someone because it's trying to get across the road with a new fake hip.
No, maybe they'll take him way out in the country where there's not highways and exit ramps.
No.
Again,
scary things.
Spending all that money on gas to take this raccoon way out in the country.
Yes.
This raccoon met Raccoon Jesus about a week ago.
Yes.
Oh.
I think that the chances are that raccoon was dead within 10 minutes of them getting control of it.
Yes.
One of them probably strangled it in the back of the van.
Just break its neck.
God, man.
So dark. Jeez. The guy calling out from the driver's seat.
Yeah.
The guy in the back. Hey, just break its neck. Shut that thing up.
God.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, it's horrible. Okay. All right. Let's talk about other things, if indeed there is anything.
Terrible.
Horses. Are horses talented?
Yeah.
They're so talented.
So talented.
No, good question.
You ever known a horse person and they talk about how the horse can sense everything? I mean, they sense fear in you. They sense longing in you. They sense that you haven't put enough in your 401k. They're very detailed in all the things they can sense. They can guess your weight within a pound and a half.
You're seeing a cutting horse. Those horses are amazing.
Okay.
And they do have instinctive moves. To stay with the steer, it's incredible.
Although I've noticed that every horse person will always exaggerate how smart a horse is, how much feeling they have,
I know.
How sensitive they are. I mean, they make them almost above humans.
Right. Yeah, they can sense a tsunami on the other side of the world. I don't know about that.
No one's ever said that about a horse.
Well, can horses sense drugs? Can they smell drugs on people?
Why not?
A couple officers from the Lubbock Police Department, from their mounted patrol unit, they were on patrol last Monday. They stopped a dude who was walking in the road instead of the sidewalk, and they thought the guy was acting a little erratically. So these two cops, as I said, they're mounted police, so they're on horseback. They asked the guy whether he was in possession of illegal drugs.
What are you talking about?
And then the officer asks the guy whether they can check his pockets. And the guy says, no, that's all right. No, doesn't give him permission.
I don't need anybody to check my pockets.
So it was one of the officers said it was tense at that point. And, you know, cops are doing a great job of de-escalation and trying to keep things flowing along. Rather than the old idea of cops was, let's make this as huge of a conflict as we possibly can at every moment and then complain when it goes badly for us. That was the old way. We got a new way. So one guy, the officer makes a joke to kind of lighten the mood. He says, well, we got a narcotic smelling horse here. You know, as like a drug sniffing dog, but we have drug sniffing horses.
Even the dude on drugs didn't believe it, did he?
He took off running. He believed it. He believed it. Takes off down the alley. And, of course, no match for the horses chasing him down and everything. And they arrested the dude and charged him with evading arrest and tampering with physical evidence with intent to impair. No idea what that means. But he ran from the horse because he thought it was a drug-sniffing horse, that the horse could sense narcotics. So why can't we train horses to sniff drugs? Do horses not have good senses of noses?
Do senses horses of noses not yeah, I wish have we knew. Good
well, it's just,
senses
It's pretty cumbersome to
nose.
Bring a big-ass horse into an airport as opposed to a Labrador retriever or something.
Yes, but...
A big, big
if we can... I just always think that most animals have a better sense of smell. All animals have great senses of smell, don't they?
I think so.
Probably.
Yeah. Some more than others. But are you telling me that dogs have a better sense of smell than any other animal?
I don't know about that, but they're trainable to where you can work with them as opposed to a deer or a horse.
We can't have drug sniffing deers?
I don't think so.
Okay, I have a quick rank here. Dogs are number two with the best sense of smell among all animals behind...
A shark.
African elephants.
Elephant.
Yeah, see that's a tough one.
Think how cumbersome that would be at the airport.
Oh, God, that'd be so great, though, if you saw an elephant on a leash at the airport. It's like two stories tall.
To answer your question exactly, which was, and I typed this into Google, do horses not have good senses of noses?
Gordon Keith.
The answer is no. Horses have an excellent and highly developed sense of smell, about six times better than human beings.
Okay. Well, how many times is dogs?
How many times is dogs?
That. No, but I mean specifically about sense of smell.
How many times is dogs? I mean specifically
what
about sense of smell?
So if horses are six times better, then dogs must be like 10 times better or more than that.
I'm sorry. Horses are 60 times better. Dogs are 10,000 to 100,000 times more powerful than humans.
Yeah. Wow. We can't narrow that down?
Probably
that seems
depends
like a pretty
on the
big
dog.
Range.
It probably
Although,
depends on the dog.
It gets even bigger. It continues, though some sources say up to 1 million
okay.
or even 100 million
okay.
times
yep. more right. sensitive. This is a sixth grader on Reddit is
he
answering
does not.
This.
Yep.
Gosh. That information was not helpful at all.
Well, there's going to be a range. I mean, a bloodhound is going to have a much better sense of smell than
that's what
a
this
German
says.
Shepherd or, well, I don't know, maybe German Shepherds are pretty good, too.
Boy, I had to do was wait and you talked yourself out of your point.
A poodle, no.
Why do you think a poodle
well,
doesn't have a good
use
sense
hounds
of smell?
And we use, you know, bird dogs are very good at sensing smells better than other breeds. Y'all are the ones who are high, laughing at yourselves,
you're high.
100 times more.
I think we narrowed it down. They have somewhere between a 10,000 times stronger sense of smell or 100 million times stronger. Yeah. It's somewhere in there.
The bloodhound would be at the very top of that.
I don't know.
They don't
about
take
that.
Out a schnauzer. They take out a bloodhound
I
when they're
know.
Trying to find somebody.
No, you don't see a lot of bloodhounds in airports, do you?
No. No, but when they're trying to find a missing person, they use a bloodhound.
Well, why don't they use bloodhounds in the airport
then?
They
use a moron toy poodle.
Don't call them morons.
Did you try to focus a little bit?
Toy poodles are fine. Why don't we have more toy poodle narcotic sniffers?
Because they're not as good as the bloodhound. That's what I'm saying. There's a range.
Obviously.
But you don't see bloodhound narcotic sniffers.
Yeah, they. I don't know why, but they determine... That's not a burn. They determine other breeds are better for it.
All right, I'm tired of arguing with you.
All right, let's just end this segment on that burn.
Go use a horse. Yeah. It's not a burn.
You got burned, and you backed out of the segment.
Everybody knows I'm right.
All right, that's the ODEC, 6:35 on the ticket.